This is Whiskey doing the talk part one questionnaire. Again, I want to apologize for my voice since it's still not doing too well. Question one. Where do you rank erotic audio compared to other forms of adult entertainment and why? You know, I used to think, like, why wouldn't you just watch porn? Like, what could be better than that? Because there's such, like, a wide variety. But honestly, I think erotic audio is my favorite. It's so diverse and really lets you use your imagination and immerse yourself completely. Whereas in a porno, it's like, oh, there's a girl, and there's the guy, that's what they look like. Oh, and they're fucking on a couch. Huh. But with audios, it's like you can imagine whatever or whoever you like, and it's really something that's completely and totally up to you to picture whatever you like without having to come up with the entire fantasy, I suppose, on the spot in your imagination, if that makes sense. It's like your imagination without being completely your imagination. Which is, if that makes sense, it's something that I don't think a porno could ever really portray in that way. Rhymes. Which type or genre of GWA recording is your favorite? They're really sweet ones because I'm mush. I can't think of the word. Have you discovered any new turn-ons since listening to GWA audios? Growls. And being disciplined. We all scan the tags to find audios that pique our interests, without regards to title of the post or the person posting. Name up to 5 tags on a post that would grab your attention, beginning with gender tags. MM for F, gentle, office sex, SI, vanilla. I'm not too picky. Maybe a little bit. What manner of usual public dress gets your blood pumping? A man in a suit. Mm-hmm. That's totally where that's at. Where's the riskiest or most unusual place you've had sex or masturbated? Nowhere aside from my room, I don't think. Other than bed, what's your favorite place in the house to have sex? I don't have an answer for that. I also don't have an answer for number 8, which is what accessories have you used with a partner? Have you had a one-night stand? Nope. Ever had a threesome, foursome, or moresome? And if it's not... And if... What? Oh, and if not, is it something you would ever do? I haven't, but I think it would be super hot, but... I mean, I would prefer, like, me and 2 guys as opposed to, like, another girl and a guy. I don't like having to compete. I'm greedy. Would you rather be tied up or be the one tying the knots? I'd much rather be the one tied up. I am not very dominant. When you're nearing an orgasm, which word or phrases will make you come? I really like hearing my name or hearing possessive language or anything naughty, really. Do you have multiple orgasms, and what is your record for number of orgasms in one day? I don't really have multiple, but record for one day is maybe like 4 or 5, maybe 6. Which sexual fantasy do you wish would come true? As much as I love office fantasies, I don't work in an office, nor do I plan to. My job is more outside. I'm not in school anymore, but you know, teacher schoolgirl fantasy. Have you or you and a lover taken dirty pictures, videos of yourselves? Have you ever gotten so wet or erect in a public that you had to find a private place? Not yet. Yet. Which part of your body, excluding genitalia, ass, or tits, instantly becomes erogenous, fucking words, when touched, kissed, or licked the right way? My neck and like collarbone, I guess. How important is the size of his cock or her tits matter in your real life? How much does it matter in fantasy? Why? I don't think it matters too much in either situation. I mean, as long as it's like not like a micro penis that's like a vagina, or if it's not huge, then it's all right. How would you go about undressing your lover if you're standing facing each other? Probably like slow or whatever. What do you consider to be good foreplay, and how long should it take on average? Like anything really. Well, I don't know if I can know. I believe this is part two of the same talk or whatever. Many GWA members listen to audio posts while at work. Other than in bed, where do you listen to GWA audios? I don't really listen to them anywhere but in bed. I mean, yeah, that's boring. Have you ever ended sex because it was so bad? Not applicable. How personally connected are you to GWA members? Tell us all that apply and answer whether the connection was one of just friendship, friends with benefits, or purely sexual. I have exchanged PMs with GWA members. I've chatted using IM. I have exchanged audio files and fantasies. I've chatted via audio program without using video. Yeah, that's it, I think. Bruin, wait a second. In order, rank your three favorite sexual positions and explain why they're your favorite. Doggy, missionary, and like being bent over a desk or a table. Ow. Pretty hot. Have you ever talked to a GWA recording? Do you nod your head or otherwise answer? Occasionally, I definitely nod my head all the time, but not so much talk. When you are checking someone out, where do your eyes go? First, second, and third. First is eyes, because I'm such a sucker for blue eyes, and if a guy has blue eyes, my heart instantly melts. Hold on. Second is smile. I think a smile can tell you a lot about someone. I don't know how, but there's just something about it that says like so much without saying anything, I guess. Third is probably biceps or hair. Have you ever had a professional give you a lap dance? No, that's not really my thing. What is the sexiest scene you recall from a movie and what made it so sexy? From a mainstream movie. Maybe the scene from Monsters Ball. The one with Halle Berry. I don't know what it was about it, but it really turned me on. Bruno, what are you eating? I didn't even watch the movie, I just saw that one part actually. I also like the one in the Titanic, as much as I don't like that movie, with Jack and Rose, because it was really romantic and so beautifully filmed. Is there a sex position or kind of sex that you told yourself you would never do enjoy but end up doing anyways? No? Bruin, you wait one goddamn second. I have like two questions left. I have one question left. You can wait. Kitty. Without mentioning names, unless you'd like to. Yeah, get in the box. That's a battery. God. How many GWI members have managed to ever enter your sexual fantasies? Two. Yep. Two. Yeah, thank you for listening. Apologies for my voice and for my rambling, but all right.